The hack of beef processing giant JBS ground about a fifth of U.S. beef production to a halt this week, including some in our region. And experts suggest having too few companies controlling so much of that market could make supply chains more susceptible to hackers. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The JBS plants are now coming back online, but the hack highlights a concern many cattle ranchers share. Too few companies at the top. Only four companies control 80% of the beef processing market, according to USDA data. Eric Belasco is an agriculture professor at Montana State University. He says streamlined processes can be good for ranchers, but disruptions aren't.
While they do enjoy economies of scale, you know, delivering some of these products to consumers at lower prices, I think also the volatility from just having this concentration is also a growing concern.
Beyond that, there's concerns about big companies fixing prices. Senators like Montana's John Tester are calling for renewed investigations into the largest beef processors, including JBS, for illegally price fixing during the pandemic, paying ranchers less and making more off sales. Meat processing associations have said they need ranchers, though, and that antitrust regulations keep them from getting too big. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.